Radio. Welcome to the podcast. We are no chance of making any sense on a Friday. Spider, how's your weekend looking?
Oh, mine, actually, I'd rather talk about Bridget's. Mine, I've got a, no, I'm doing a lunch with Scotty Settler, which will be great, at the Hamilton Hotel in Brisbane. Mm-hmm. And then I'm doing another gig for a up-and-coming race car driver with James Courtney a little later on. And then Saturday will see me... Ultimate Motorcycles, a new one at Harbour Town opening up.
What are you doing there, bros? You don't ride a motorbike.
No,
imagine him on a motorbike.
Good grief. You'd need a chopper and your feet would be on the front wheel.
I'll be honest, I rode a motorbike once with Cherie's brother and we're going up these tracks around the back of Waihee, New Zealand.
Were your knees around your ears?
Yeah, they were. And I whipped around a corner and he'd taken off. Mark's a very good rider. And I just probably overjudged the corner and went down the side bit through all these trees. And Mark, all he saw was me walking up with all my race gear on, just dragging this motorbike back up. I just cannot ride for crap.
You have race gear?
Yeah. Yeah. Proper race gear. And then Sunday we've got the junior footy presentation. So
it never stops for you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what year was it when you last had a free weekend?
You know, actually, speaking of that, I remember you said to Cherie years ago, because she tells me.
No.
You said, it's too much. I need you to pull back. Because Cherie,
I've had enough.
You being your manager. Pull back. I bought everything. I just need some months off. Fair enough.
Yeah,
it's exhausting.
And then, just hearing about it.
The first weekend that he had nothing on.
Yeah.
I'm bored. Annoyed the shit out of Cherie so much, she booked him even extra to get him out of your head.
Good.
He was paying people for the privilege of doing work for them.
Bridge, what are you doing?
Oh, one word, and it's all weekend. Swell.
Sculpture.
No, all right, the Sculpture Festival.
No, what are you doing?
Down at Currumbin, I am.
Magnificent.
Come on.
Well, which bit are you going to start at?
What are you doing?
I am. I want to see. Well, look, firstly, on a Friday arvo, I have a Zoom thing with my sisters.
Okay, very
we'll
nice.
Catch up. So I'm going to surprise them and do the Zoom down at Swell. And so I can be like, hey, look at this.
Yeah. You're going to take a laptop down there?
How's the Guardian?
Oh, my God.
Now, this is an incredible, sorcerer made out of chain.
Yeah, oh, wow. It looks like something out of Star Wars, and it's gigantic.
It's amazing. Oh,
that blows me away, actually.
Yes. See, it's more than just milk crates. So, yeah, I'm going to go down there, walk
honestly,
the dogs.
Honestly, are you doing?
During the day, you go and see it, which is amazing. And then, Saturday night, you go back down. We're going to have a night picnic down there at night because it all lights up at night.
Yeah, and your laptop will light up what you're doing, so you'll be able to see.
Yeah, see? Perfect. Night picnic.
Benny, have you got the little bloke?
I don't, actually, so I'm free.
Come down to Swell.
I might see you at Swell. Maybe I'll pop down there.
See?
I don't know yet. I haven't thought that far ahead.
Swipe left?
You're planning chaos?
Is it?
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Now, why do you think, with this Swell, it's just milk crates.
Mm.
No, it's not just milk crates.
No, it's chains.
They got shopping trolleys and stuff.
I can go to Bunnings and see a pile of chains and see eight different types.
All right. Well, you make a Guardian and bring it in for show and tell on Monday.
I don't want a Guardian. I'm not interested in Swell. I think it's the biggest waste of time.
I think it's only fair that the two of you swap your weekend plans immediately. So, Spider, you're going to Swell, and Bridge, you're doing everything he said.
Oh, fantastic. I get to make money. You get zip, mate.
Yeah. No, I'll be honest with you. As much as Swell sounds awesome, I'd still prefer my weekend. Flam, what are you doing?
Well, I'm going to go and play some music at the Mudra Bar show. Absolutely.
What time? 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock in the morning, and then my daughter's following us at 3 o'clock.
Really?
Yes.
He's opening for his daughter. He's opening for his daughter.
That's really special. No, honestly, is that the first? That's really special.
It is. It is the first. Second time, that we've played together. The last time was about a year ago.
Are you going to get teary?
A little bit.
I reckon.
I always do. I'm a little bit hopeless when she plays.
So that's Saturday at Mudra Bar.
Saturday at Mudra Bar show. So stick with us. We are going to have a bit of fun now. Bridget's going to tell us about this space mission where they decided to just send four idiots and no astronauts into space. Rabs is going to take us through the knockout, elimination, sudden death semi-finals, and Quotable Quotes happens every Friday. It's the cock-ups and the screw-ups from all of the week.
Now, what's going on? Why isn't this a big deal? I mean, you had Richard Branson, that was a big deal, and he went up in his space rocket. Then you had old baldy billionaire with his cowboy hat. What's his name?
Bezos.
Jeff Bezos went up, and it was a big deal. Hang on, everyone. This is the big deal. The first civilians in space It's an exploration. Yesterday, four of them went up into space. One of them, it's a billionaire. His name's Jared Isaacson. And so he funded it and he's raising money for cancer patients.
Wow.
So there's a lady on board and she's a cancer survivor, right? Mm-hmm. So she's on board and there's the first black female pilot. Mm-hmm. Now, there's with these people, right, they're not just up and back in 10 minutes. They're still there.
Yeah, they're going up a long, long way.
They're there all weekend. Now,
really?
However, there's not one professional astronaut amongst
What's
them.
What's going on?
Are
with
they
that?
There because they don't know how to turn around?
Well, this is the thing, right? They can't even dock onto the International Space Station either.
Yeah, they've got no options.
They don't.
They're just unpopular people that have been flung into space, I think.
Well, it's just weird because this is what they're saying about the mission. This is, I don't know, someone who stayed on the ground who knows what he's talking about.
Because it's going to be the highest that any humans have gone into orbit since the Hubble servicing missions. And in fact, they'll be above the current orbit of the Hubble and above the current orbit of the International Space Station.
Like, this is huge. And they put civvies up there? Yeah. Now, they've got another guy,
They weren't wearing coloured singlets, skivvies, like the civvies. Wiggles.
Civvies in the skivvies.
Yeah.
That's good. No, there's another. How's this? This bloke won in a raffle. He won, right? So he won a trip on this, and they said, you can win with civilians up there.
You would have been given the ticket to your wife.
Well, this is what he did. He gifted it. Right, he gifted it to his inverted commas best friend. Right? So his best friend's gone. Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Who would you give it to? Okay, you win. Oh, I want to ask you: do you go?
Yes.
Or do you give it to either your best friend or your worst enemy?
Shree loves him.
She loves all the space.
Well, she's vaccinated. She could travel anywhere.
Oh, just ask her. no doubt. 100%. Yeah.
I'm giving it away to any number of idiots.
No, who? Just name one.
Name one?
I am Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Oh, gone.
The Chook.
Yep.
The Chook's gone for you.
She's gone.
We'll win the International Olympics that way.
Well, this exactly. Well, the thing is, Queensland Parliament is just like these guys, a whole lot of civilians who don't know what they're doing. So, you know, who would you?
I'm going to pick.
Is it someone you love? Because I know Jamie loves space. He loves anything.
Mm. Send him.
Mm. No.
Why not?
Because there's no professional astronaut.
Exactly.
So, he could be it.
Mate, I worry when he just goes down to the IGA round. I don't want him up in space. I do.
Ben, you'd send Roxy, your dog, wouldn't you?
Nah, she's all right. I'd send you, Spider, so you'd go up there with your wife, Cherie. I think you guys would do well together in a confined McLeod. Space.
Oh,
bloody
yes.
Bloody Craig Kelly.
Yeah, isn't he all about
up 6 feet and tipped over? Yeah.
Open the border for him. You can open the Van Allen belt. Off you go. Send you up there, eh?
Yeah, have your dinner and then just loosen off your Van Allen belt.
Good luck to him. Good luck to him. Hopefully we'll see him
worried.
On Monday.
I'm worried.
Ah, that'll be all right. What could go wrong?
No, nothing. That'll be all right.
There you go. We'll be lucky to see those idiots ever again. Now it's time to go through the knockout, elimination, sudden death, semi-finals, according to Rabs Warren. We've only got him for a few more weeks.
Rugby League. I'm Ray Rabbity Dabbity Warren on the Gold Coast, Triple M.
Weekend of football we have to enjoy, before I start
Morning,
on the
Rabs.
Knockout semis, Spider, it always staggers me, the height of you, the length of you. You're straight from the hall of tall in the AFL.
Oh,
you know,
I
saw you play one match, you know. I saw you play at the NCG, Spider. You ran up Gary Ablett's back, both junior and senior. Jumped off Alex Jezelenko's head high. You looked like a ninja from the martial arts movie, Crouching Tiger, Obvious Mongrel. And Bridget.
Bridge. Yes, Rabs.
You unblocked me, girl. Now, Bridge, I know you struggle to sleep sometimes.
Yeah,
and, okay, I know that because I overnight in your cupboard, but no longer. Unblock me. And when I did, I took the odd photo. Yes, I did.
Rabs.
But, you know, some call it art. Some call it violating the Telecommunications Act. Shouldn't have published. Learned my lesson. Unblock me, girl. Now, can we just
please
get
Rabs.
To the rugby league
All
news?
Right. Yes,
no more interruptions. Mm-hmm. This weekend, the NRL head chef, serves up a couple of exotic dishes in a bash and barge banquet of football. Two knockouts, sudden death semis, the Roosters versus the Sea Eagles in the Battle of the Bulging Checkbooks. Just got to swallow a bunch of spit. Then there's the other semi. Penrith and Parramatta, the bulging of the battlers. Who will win this? Well, between two parts of Sydney that border each other and hate, 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 where this simmering rivalry exists in two places, Penrith and Parramatta, best known for car theft, cannibalism and karaoke. The Panthers will win this civil war between the warring tribes who go together about as well as itchy powder and underpants. But the real interest is in the Silver-tailed. You see, the spirit animals are the Silvertails. They tell me who'll get the chocolates in that match. It's the Roosters versus the Sea Eagles. Two birds. Manly Warringah Sea Eagle. Right. Proud, soaring, maritime bird of prey. Whereas the best a rooster can hope for is to be a three-piece feed. The Red Roosters, if you will. For Manly's army of hungry Trebojevic brothers. Brilliant, the three of them. All of them play for Manly, though. But here's some goss for you.
Please, please.
League Supremos want to even out the competition next year. So they've ruled every NRL team must have a Trebojevic playing for them. But in yet another NRL head office bungle, there's only 11 more Trebojevic brothers, so some will miss out initially. The naughty Trebojevics will be sent to Parramatta and Penrith, obviously, until Mr. and Mrs. Trebojevic get to their holiday house and get busy once again. Oh. Now, mark my words.
Okay. Mm.
The Manly Warringah Trebojevics will gobble up the Sydney City snack packs, and that's rugby league.
Oh, we got there.
So these are the things that either, newsy things that were said, on the telly, or things that have been stuffed up by anyone in this particular room. So let's start with a bloke who had he just enjoyed licking license plates.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Licking personalised plates. He describes it best.
You like the taste of dirty bugs, don't you? Have a look at all those bugs, coronavirus awareness.
Wowee.
Yeah.
What a guy. Yeah, how is he single?
Eh? What a catch, ladies.
And just yesterday, of course, there was a big press conference with Boris Johnson and Joe Biden, ScoMo, talking about submarines. Well, at least we know who was there.
And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Do you reckon that's what he says when he's having some alone time?
That was so awkward.
That fella from down under.
Hey. Oh, yo.
That's fantastic.
Awkward indeed.
Now,
I love it.
We do ads on this station. Don't know if you know that.
Oh.
Sometimes they get read by people in this room. And, couldn't get his app together.
Visit whatif.com or download the What If app. Visit whatif.com or download the What If app. Visit whatif.com or download the What If app.
Easy for you to say.
Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm not getting nervous now.
Honourable mention for Flan, but then there was a moment that was recorded, which is always fun, where Spider thought he would enlighten anyone listening as to how amazing he is.
I brought Spider Everett with me.
Mate.
He's an AFL legend.
There you go. He's just going to 291 games. If you haven't heard about me, but I'll tell you all about it. If you go to YouTube, there's an hour and 37 minutes of my highlights, and that's only on St Kilda. I also played for Hawthorn and Sydney Swans, but three-time All Australian, won a couple of best and fairest. Yeah, left footer, anywhere from 50, no problem. What do you want me to do?
Have a read through.
I have that all.
Do you?
Oh, you don't. What a toss bag.
You got it all. Oh, I love you so much.
That's a stitch
up. Was that in Maddie, our audio producer's booth?
And the look on Maddie's face when he realised he'd captured it all. Oh, my God.
That's how Spider introduces himself to most people.
And now he's one staff member of the month. I mean, seriously. It's
been
out of control.
Unbearable.
Oh, man.
Well, it's actually funny you say that, because I know you admire him, Bridge. You're a big fan of Spider.
Oh.
It actually made you say this for some reason.
Whose pants am I pulling down? Do I get to choose? Because I tell you, I have this weird, overwhelming urge all the time, Spider.
Mm. To pull whose pants
Yours.
Down?
Yours.
Oh, wow.
Because.
Oh, well, let's go back in fluoro. Let's turn the lights off.
No, Cherie,
Why?
Look, we were playing name that year. We were talking about who's pulling whose pants down as in who's winning. And all week you've been wearing the same pair, actually all month, of festy tracky pants. And they're those ones that you feel awkward if you go into someone's house and it's a bloke on the couch. Like, oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. You know, one of those. And I just have this overwhelming. It's not sexual, trust me.
No.
It's a weird urge, like licking a license plate. Yeah. I don't know. I just want to pull your dacks down.
And then burn them. Yeah.
One more quick one before we name our caller of the week as well. When Bridge and Spider, in particular, believe in a cause, they believe in a cause.
Myself and Bridge, let's be honest, we are begging you.
Begging
please,
you.
Please, pleading.
Yes, pleading.
On our knees.
We need your help.
Whatever
next.
It takes.
Bridge, Spider and Flan. The Gold Coast.
That didn't sound as it was supposed to.
I don't care.
It's a compelling offer, though. If they want something done, they will stop at nothing. Shall we do our caller of the week?
Yes,
we don't need to explain that. Caller of the week, we were talking about embarrassing parents off the back of Meghan Markle's dad, Thomas Markle.
On the telly again, sprouting anything, just canning his family.
Well, this was the best one we got, talking about embarrassing parents.
Yeah, no, it was actually my mum. My mum was a tormentor, and my brother and I used to have long blonde hair.
Yeah.
So when we got in trouble, she'd take us to the toilet and flush our head in the blue loo and then push us outside with bright blue hair.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah, that was Jakey in Labrador, so he wins the caller of the week.
Yay.
Meat tray for you.
There we go. Have a fantastic weekend. I know the flathead are running. I know the surf is up and the weather is perfect for the start of the school holidays. So get out there and enjoy Coolangatta if you possibly can. The show starts at 5 a.m. on weekdays on 92.5 The Gold Coast Triple M.